This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the company, all hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so they can sort the mail and get it out to you today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys like Tom out there hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel so that we all can move from point A to point B. And don't forget, folks, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and we'd like to have you like us over there and follow us. We put a lot of things over there. And also, you can follow us on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. And all you got to do is type in Captain's America on any one of those, and we'll pop up there on the search on any one of those groups. Now, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us from California, IA, we have the one and only original professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it too. Well, there's a video report that came out with our governor, Ron DeSantis, America's best governor, if I do say so myself, who hails the Florida folks and the people coming to Florida, making Florida more red every day.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be happening. And a lot of that, of course, is a result of Governor DeSantis, his leadership, what's happening in Florida, as many people are starting, obviously, to reject so much of what the far left has to offer. And that's one of the things, though, too, Captain, is you can really tell. For example, when our own governor here in California, Gavin Newsom, starts running some kind of ads, you know, really trying to attack Florida politically, you know you're doing something right.
Yes, you do. And I feel sorry for your governor having to run ads in our state telling how great your state is when we continue to see things that tell us how bad it is there.
Well, sure. Well, if you notice, I think part of the thrust of what he was talking about was, you know, come to California and be more free. You know, I'm just kind of paraphrasing there. But you're only going to say stuff like that when you're really desperate, when you know that there's more people leaving California than are ever coming into California. Businesses want to leave California and have left California. When it becomes really a sinking ship, you know, everybody thought that California could crack off and fall into the ocean one day. Well, metaphorically, it is that sinking ship.
You couldn't be any more freer than to be in Florida. Free Florida, we call it.
Well, right, because obviously, that's another spin coming from the far left. You know, it's almost as if everything is like they live in like an opposite world of some sort where less freedom is really more freedom or less, you know, less of your opportunity is really more. And it's just really twisted.
All right. Now, the USA is reportedly light years behind in the hypersonic space race. Russia and China are both way ahead of us, according to the people that do the security briefings.
And that really shouldn't be, should it?
No.
You know, because what we're seeing, of course, we know what happens in the world, and historically, maybe that's a better way of putting it. Unless the United States is on the forefront of these kinds of technologies, we're going to see these kinds of technologies used against us or just generally speaking the free world at some point in some shape or form. And if we're over here arguing about all different kinds of things and not actually looking at what the real world can do to us and our friends, then we're being foolish.
Well, the military needs to be allowed to be free to be the military and do what they do, okay, and develop the things they need to develop. And we need to stay the hell out of their business, number one, when it comes to that sort of stuff, and just do the best we can to find people jobs, maybe in some sort of defense work or perhaps some other things. But, you know, the politicians need to understand that some of them, granted, have been in the military, so they get it. But the ones that haven't, that want to keep sticking their nose in there all the time, and I don't need to name names, we all know who they are, but the ones that keep sticking their nose in there all the time, they're being a detriment to the country. There's nothing positive about what they're doing, nothing.
Right.
All right, I hear the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, an interesting topic. I'll let Kyle explain. Don't go anywhere. I'll leave you in mystery. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Kathy, for doing that for us. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren as my guest, is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation and swelling that I have over time. Now, to get the best results, I take my Relief Factor early in the morning when I start out with breakfast. I've already done that. My breakfast was last night at about 10 o'clock, so there you go. But I've already got it in me, and it stays there until I need to take another one, which may or may not be today. Sometimes I can get by with one pack a day, but it's always in my system. Now, the reason why it works is because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body support its natural response to inflammation and will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. It's that simple. Right straight to the source of the pain. Never seen anything like it. Now, here comes the good stuff. It's 100% drug-free. Don't need to worry about any of that. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases comfort. Now, that's relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Get the three-week quick starts, only $19.95. It's been that for the 8 years I've been talking about them. $19.95, the three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I've been told that there's a problem in Washington, D.C., and it might start with the word K or letter K.
Well, I think the administration, among other things, so many other things, Captain, I think they have kind of a little bit of a Kamala Harris problem to deal with. What do you think they might want to do about that?
Well, they would want to remove her. How they would do that is they would promote her to another job of equal stature. Now, what could that equal stature be? Secretary of State, number one. Or, number two, maybe the ambassador to the United Nations. Or, number three, a special advisor to the president. How do you like that?
Well, see, that's it. And what you zeroed in on, of course, was the equal, you know, as much as it can be, equal stature. But because it would be very difficult to leave the vice presidency. But that being said, Captain, you know, this goes back. Even to, you know, back to a time last year, we were getting reports that, you know, Biden and Harris didn't seem to, you know, he didn't really favor her a lot, this kind of thing. So that foundation may already be there. But also, Captain, let's just say she had gone out and done a really great job comparatively as vice president, been able to go out and talk to the press and talk on these different issues and speak extemporaneously and have a command of all the different things going on, that would be very difficult for them to even contemplate trying to replace her. But now that she's done such a terrible job, I think it makes it a lot easier for them.
Well, I've got an idea, and I could be wrong. Your governor, Gavin Newsom, spent a lot of time lately in Washington, D.C., going around to the different departments and whatnot, and even paid a visit to the White House. I think it's very obvious that he may be visibly campaigning or auditioning for the vice president's job.
Well, you know, yeah, we've sort of touched on this a little bit before as well, because it makes the most sense for the Democrats at this point. At least I think the powers that be in Washington might see Gavin Newsom as much more sellable, as it were, you know, as either a vice president or if at some point Joe Biden steps down because of health issues or whatnot, then that would put him in as president and running as an incumbent president. They don't have to go through the primary process per se. They would probably coalesce. And then they've got a comparative youthful president running against whoever the GOP nominee would be. And that would get them down the road a lot faster. But even so, Captain, you know, even Gavin Newsom and his record in California and what's happening in California, that would be major fodder for a presidential race, you know, an actual presidential campaign. So, you know, they should tread lightly and think twice about a lot of these things, because, you know, sometimes it's not as good as you think to simply put in somebody like Gavin Newsom and think that's going to fix things.
Now, in a joint government venture, the Department of Energy is expected to offer a loan to the GM battery division totaling $2.5 billion.
Yes, as a matter of fact. So I think this is also going to go not only to GM, I think, but also to LG as well, I think.
Right.
Yeah, and so if they're going to start building factories and this kind of thing, well, you know, we'll see. Is this going to... You know, I think that the real question is this going to actually help, you know, things in terms of what's happening in our economy? We don't know if this is going to somehow make it much easier for all the people to transition to electric cars, because Pete Buttigieg told us that's kind of the big solution here, right? But even so, you know, let's just say Pete Buttigieg could wave a magic wand and say, tomorrow everybody has an electric car. Well, where are they going to charge them? and are we going to charge? And is it going to crash the grid every single day when people are charging all their electric cars? There's millions upon millions of cars on the road every single day where people have to go places.
What happens in the wintertime when it gets really cold and the people that have electric heat have their heat turned up all the way, and the people that have anything that's electric crank it up all the way? What usually happens to the power?
Oh, yeah. Well, even here in Southern California or in the West, even, but California in particular, that's my experience, Everybody turns on their air conditioners because it's over 100 degrees outside, and all of a sudden you get the rolling blackouts.
Yeah.
And then they tell you, you're going to get rolling blackouts.
Yeah. There goes the power.
Yeah.
All
exactly.
Right, we'll see what happens to be continued. By the way, the Fed is set to impose another big rate hike to fight inflation.
That's what we're hearing. I mean, can you imagine this, Captain, at what's happening right now? We're going to go through another. I mean, I guess part of the thought process is that do you really make it super painful really, really fast? And then they believe that will help to put the brakes on inflation. But at the same time, though, Captain, I think most people think, especially if their loans are tied to the interest rates, right? They have a commercial loan, or let's say that you own the investors that own big apartment buildings or shopping centers and stuff like that. And then suddenly their finances don't look so good, and they start getting underwater, and then you have a lot of bad things happen as a result of that too, and businesses can't make it.
Now Russia has a gasoline company called Gazprom, and they have the pipelines that they put that through, and Gazprom is going to cut the gas through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to 20% capacity. Tell me how that's going to help things.
Well, no, it's going to make things even worse. And also, it goes to show, too, when you have dependence like this, you've got people, especially in Europe, wondering how they're going to literally get through the winter, this kind of thing. And it goes to show that you shouldn't really have your eggs in one basket, you shouldn't have dependence, and you should have multiple sources of being able to get through these kinds of things.
Okay. Now, folks, in the next segment, we're going to start talking about the economy because we are not being told the truth by our political leaders. They don't want to use the recession word, the R word. They don't want to say anything detrimental about the economy. But the fact of the matter is, folks, unless you're hiding in a cave and don't understand how the economy works, you have to know that things are going backwards right now. Not to a large degree, but to enough of a degree that it's being noticed, right?
Well, certainly. And I would chime in as well, Captain, that you don't have the daily drumbeat. It's starting a little bit. It's just very faint. The daily drumbeat in the media about how bad the economy is, all the human interest stories, and what is the White House going to do about this?
Well, I know what we can do about it because, again, if we were to drill, baby, drill, and we were able to go back after our oil like we should have to begin with, then that would have taken care of that.
It certainly would have. But because the White House is beholden to the far left and the climate folks, it's not going to happen.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to break. Kyle, I'm going to be right back with me right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free.
Yeah.
Because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. This is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House. Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to our good friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, on the radio. But before I go back to Kyle, I got to remind everybody, because it's Tuesday, guess where I'll be today? Well, you might find out here in a minute, but I'll start this out again here. Guess where I'm going to be today? The thing of it is it's going to be another great day in the neighborhood. So here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And, Kyle, if Kyle was here, I'm sure that he would want to be in the midst of that because they got great food there, Kyle.
They really do, Captain. Absolutely. Hope everybody can get a chance to come out.
You wouldn't go hungry either.
That's right. Of course.
Somebody would buy you food. They go, oh, there's a professor. We got to take care of him.
I would appreciate that.
All right. Listen, Biden's poll numbers are alarming Democrats as the November midterms loom. There are some polling numbers out there that have him in the low 30s and even at 30%. That's terrible.
Well, it's just unconscionable for the party to somehow believe that
that this is all normal and they can just sort of work through this. I really do think, Captain, that once the midterms are here and gone and we see what the red wave is going to look like, the red tsunami, in other words, what is going to be the overall effect? What is the magnitude of this? That will dictate, I think, how the Democrat Party elite begin to respond. I think they understand that in the now just a little over 100 days that we have before the midterms, that they really can't do much to try to pull things out. So they'll continue to do the spin on the talk shows and send the people out to carry the water, but it's not really going to move the needle. They're going to have to try to do a major regrouping after the midterms, I think.
Now, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, the Democratic senator, and most of the time friend of the Republicans in the Senate, announced that he had tested positive for COVID. And then, not to be outdone, Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska said that she had also tested positive for COVID. So now what?
Well, right. Well, first and foremost, of course, you know, we hope that they both make very speedy recoveries. They don't have any other kind of ill effects from this. A lot of Americans are testing positive, and some have worse symptoms than others or no symptoms at all. But obviously, we hope that they're fine. Well, you know, I think it goes, we'll hear a lot more about this kind of thing. You know, Captain, we were going to hear about masks, for example, in L.A. County. But I saw a report just a day or so ago that said some of the infections may be leveling out. So perhaps, who knows, that may put the stop on actually having to come back to mask mandates. But this is going to be another thing as we approach the midterm elections. What's the magnitude of COVID?
Yep. And of course, you know, they're going to do everything they can to try to bring back any type of restraints that they can, restrictions, that is.
Well, sure, and because in some ways Democrats believe that they poll better, that somehow people think that the Democrats deal with COVID better than Republicans, generally speaking, although I think that perception may really start to be changing anyway. So they may not be able to rely upon it. But, you know, it's really something, Captain, if, you know, I think there are many politicians in the political leadership that believe that, hey, this might be a good thing for us if we can just get more COVID anxiety out there, as it were.
COVID anxiety.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, and it's unfortunate, and I've known some people who have tested positive, you know, and they were vaccinated and the whole nine yards. But I think the real question becomes, is this something we're going to be living with and dealing with, or is this something that causes shutdowns? Is this something that causes everything to just stop in its tracks? I don't think people will accept that, Republican or Democrat, no matter what. I don't think people are going to accept that anymore.
I think Lindsey Graham has just hit out of something that just about anybody can go along with. You ready?
Yep.
Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina yesterday suggested and offered the fact that he might be the one to bring forward legislation to raise the mandatory commercial pilot retirement age to age 67.
Well, in light of what was happening right now with canceled flights and the inability to really meet all the demand and a lack of pilots, that may be one thing to look at it, absolutely.
And I don't have a problem with somebody that's an experienced captain flying me around that's 67 years old, do you?
Well, no, of course not, because there's other issues or other requirements and standards that they have to maintain as well.
Yeah, and remember Sully when he landed in the Hudson River?
Yeah.
He was up for retirement not very far down the line, but they kept him around to be a safety training officer with the airline.
Well, exactly right. And everybody doesn't age exactly the same way. But yes, especially at a time when we got to keep America moving, it's not a reckless thing to consider whatsoever.
Now, Ron DeSantis yesterday came out with another one of his brilliant statements. He said Chinese investors should not be allowed to buy real estate in the United States of America.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And of course, it would depend. You know, you'd have people that aren't U.S. citizens, your companies that aren't U.S. companies, buy things in the United States, and that's been problematic for a lot of people for a long time. I think that it depends on how you're approaching it in terms of whether or not there's possible issues having to do with the communist government of China, for example. That would be a good place to start in terms of trying to come up with some kind of a filter, as it were.
Well, I don't think the Chinese government of China should be buying property next door to a Air Force nuclear missile base.
Well, exactly right. And we've seen, especially even with the Olympics and all that, trying to sort of tamp down on what's happening in China as a result of the Chinese Communist government versus trying to have a TV show for the Olympics and all of that tension that was created. You know, this translates what you're talking about translates even, you know, on orders of magnitude greater, I think.
Well, if they're worried about having a television show for the Olympics, maybe they should have thought about that to begin with.
Well, sure. Yeah. But again, the idea is that how do you reconcile the things that are happening within the borders of China having to do with people like the Uyghurs and other kinds of things and political dissidents and so forth? How do you reconcile that with trying to appear as though you're just another, major country in the world who wants to do things and make money and all this other kind of stuff? It's incongruous.
Hmm. Okay. That's a big word. I don't know if I can understand that.
Well, I'm just saying that it doesn't go together. In other words, does China, and I'm not trying to just go on a different tack here, but does China want to be really a community of nations, or do they have other designs? I mean, in terms of what they want their place in the world to be, world leadership, and what does that mean in relation to the United States?
And again, folks, the National Executive Council Director, Brian Deese, once again argued that a second consecutive quarter of negative GOP growth, or GDP growth, sorry, was not technically a recession. Really?
Well, you notice that word technically? You know, I got to tell you, if this was a Republican administration and all the same things were happening in terms of the economic numbers, they would be screaming, this president got us into a recession, it's terrible, people are hurting, it would go on, and they wouldn't have this sort of technical thing, they wouldn't try to be bolstering up, look at the job growth or stuff like that. They would simply be decrying it for what it is.
Well, I will tell you this much, if it is allowed to go back to the local economies and the local authorities, if you will, the economy I'm talking about, regulations and whatnot, you will see things come back faster than as if the boys at the state level, the federal level, get involved in all of this.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and the Truckers Highway and Byway Reports right around the corner. Again, don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Radio program in the overnight, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. And I'm burning my candle at both ends. That's the only way to keep the fire going is to outrun the wind.
Said done, hard working man. I'll tell you what, Kyle, that is a song.
It really is, isn't it? That's a cool one.
That's America.
Yep.
That's America. Just thinking about that. I'm a hard working man with my cowboy boots way on down to my blue collar roots. But anyway, let's get you going out west, up in the Northwest in particular. We got a mess of weather up there. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are watching these heat advisories. This is going to go through parts of central Idaho also, but up in northern Idaho as well, up on I-90, Coeur d'Alene, Sandpoint, St. Marie's. You've definitely got excessive heat warnings. This is going to go across the border into Washington, through Spokane, literally all the way up to the Canadian border, over to Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. And I believe last hour, Captain, we were taking a look at what was the forecast for places like Portland, Oregon, 98 degrees, or pardon me, 100 degrees.
Good
on
Lord.
Tuesday. Yeah, 100 degrees in Portland, Oregon. Seattle, I believe, was forecasted to be about 90 degrees. It's going to be hot. There's no doubt about it. This goes all the way through down into northern Oregon and mostly western Oregon, kind of all the way from the middle of the state all the way to the Pacific Ocean, and then down into parts of northern California, down through Mount Shasta, as you head down Interstate 5. So if you're going through that area, you're going to have a lot of heat to deal with. Aerial flood watch continues in covering almost the entire state of Arizona up to St. George and southern Utah, and then down through Kingman, Lake Havasu City as well. On the radar map right now, we continue to have rain on I-40. This is going to be, as you're heading between Flagstaff and Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona to Gallup, New Mexico, you're definitely going to encounter rain, especially as you head into the Holbrook area and then on over basically to the border with New Mexico. We've also got rain, heavy rain reported in places right around Phoenix, and then as you head out west on I-10, you're definitely going to have rain coming across the roadway there. Also, rain is east of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Also, as you continue on I-40, right in the Santa Rosa area, and could be drifting eastward, so it may be impacting places like Tucumcari here in the not-too-distant future. So be careful out there.
Okay, we're going to start in Kansas because the weather office in Goodland, Kansas, is reporting almost zero visibility there. There is a dense fog advisory that runs up into Nebraska about 50 to 75 miles north from Goodland, Kansas, and it runs from Goodland, Kansas south about 40 or 50 miles. So that's about 125 miles of dense fog in that corner of Kansas and that part of Nebraska. Be careful, and I mean be careful. All right, moving on down to Oklahoma. We got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings in the middle part of the state. Oklahoma City, you're in it. Tulsa, you're in it. Joplin, Missouri, you're in it. Fort Smith, Arkansas, you're in it. And then we've got the high heat advisories, of course, for Oklahoma, as well as the possibility of severe thunderstorms to boot. Dallas Metroplex, west over to Sweetwater, east all the way along I-20 to eastern part of Louisiana, so you'll be advised you're going to have that all the way to deal with over there. And then up in Arkansas right now, we've got high heat advisories plus the severe thunderstorm watches that are there right now. Missouri, you're going to have it all the way over towards St. Louis. And by the way, St. Louis area north, you've got a severe thunderstorm and severe flood advisory right now for flooding being imminent with all the rain that's going on up there along I-70. And I mean, they got rain from Columbia, Missouri, all the way over to the central part, central southern part of Indiana. So that's a lot of rain, a lot of area for it to be in. And we've got some flooding going on in the southwestern corner of Virginia tonight, right there in the mountains. So be careful going up that way. Now, Mr. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show, first of all, and then tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find out more about me at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And, of course, folks, the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. You can find out more about them and everything they have for your rewards program. Also, for RVers, go to PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him, and also the fact that we're able to get moving along here with the different things that we have to talk about during the course of the evening. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, who's with us right now. And let me get over there. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning.
Now, Alan Dershowitz has come out and said the Democrats would trash the Constitution and throw it in the trash just to get to Donald Trump somehow, some way.
Okay.
And what are they going to do to do it? What are they going to throw away?
We're already doing it. I mean, he's not wrong. You know, the Supreme Court has made several rulings here. And the Biden administration is ignoring them, some of which come regard immigration. You know, the Constitution is the basis of a legitimately funding government, and they're ignoring money appropriations, you know, what money they're throwing at things. They're defying their oath. I mean, all of, he's right. I mean, I don't know how, so he's spot on.
How can the Supreme Court exercise their authority to put an end to that? How can you do that?
Well, they can't do more than they do. They issue a ruling, and that's the limit of their job. Now you have a Department of Justice that should step in for those violations, and this Department of Justice isn't going to do that. I mean, it's pretty clear. It is an activist. We have an activist government through agencies, including the Department of Justice and the FBI, I might add.
Hmm. Well, it ought to be interesting to see what happens next, because the people and the election is coming up and the voting, this is all part of what I keep hearing, that they're doing whatever they want to do, and we're going to send them a message, and that's what I keep hearing from the people. What that message is going to be, we don't know yet. But I have reason to believe that it's going to be one that's going to replace a whole bunch of incumbents.
We hope that to be true. But, you know, we have seen activists and a radicalness that it should never happen. And you know, we can't trust anything.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.